Blog Talk Radio.
How many of us desire the presence of God in our lives? Let me see your hands. Come on, wave to Jesus. Wave to Jesus. You want the glory of God to descend on your life? Wave to Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we ask that as we worship you, you descend and give us your power. Habakkuk 2:3. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, and at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarries, my brother, wait for it, because surely, and surely it will come.
As long as the earth remains, season comes, season goes, winter, summer, day and night, the blessings of the Lord.
have a King stirred us. We are here to honor Him. Let's lift up our voices and praise the King of Kings. Every tribe and nation, we are here to share His love. A true unity. A true pure than sunshine ever.
to me.
Come on, let's worship him. Let's love on him.
Hallelujah. Everybody sing Jesus.
Bright as the morning star. Tell you how beautiful.
Yeah.
goodness of God. Your Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Can you all hear me? Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto us in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Hallelujah. We bless God for each and every one this morning in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Father, we bless you and we thank you. This day is a day of thanksgiving. Father God, and we praise your name. Lord, we worship you, O God, in the beauty of your holiness. We honor you, O God. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you watch over us as we slept through the night. Thank you, Lord, that you woke us up this morning. Hallelujah. We praise you. We adore you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. There is no one like you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. You woke us up this morning. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We praise your name, O God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you that you kept watch over us as we slept through the night. And we thank you for keeping us safe, O God. We thank you, Lord, that for the battles that you fought for us and our children and our families, battles that we know of and ones that we do not know of. But we know that we are more than victorious in Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the victory that is in the name of Jesus. Thank you for winning all the battles for us, O God. And we bless your name. Holy Spirit, we ask you to move in our midst in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we ask you to take preeminence in this. Thy will be done in us as it is in heaven. Holy Spirit, we are totally and completely dependent on you, Holy Ghost. Spirit of the living God, have your way, Holy Ghost. Have your way, Holy Spirit. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, we surrender our lives to you. We surrender our destinies to you. In the name of Jesus, we surrender this second, this minute, this hour, this day to you. In the name of Jesus, O God, we surrender completely and totally to you. In the name of Jesus. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning. And we ask you for mercy. Father, have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Father, we have sinned and we have fallen short of your glory. Lord, we cry unto you for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning, O God. Have mercy upon each and every one of us, O God. In the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy upon our children, grandchildren. Have mercy upon each and every one of us. Have mercy upon our parents. Have mercy, O God. Be merciful unto us, O God. Yo, the Bible says you are faithful and just. 1 John 1:9, you're faithful and just. to forgive us of all our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So, Father God, we come to thy throne of grace, O God, and we pray, O God, that you will forgive us. We repent of every sin we have committed in thought, in words, in deeds, and we ask you, O God, for mercy. Your mercy is on you every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. In the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. Let the blood of Jesus purify us, O God. Let the precious blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel, O God. And so, Father, we thank you for the blood. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. We soak our dwelling places wherever we are in the blood of Jesus, our jobs, our cars, our transportation, the blood of Jesus. We soak the children's classrooms, oh God, the buses, in the blood of Jesus, the schools, in the blood of Jesus. Father God, we soak our spirits, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus, the airways, the cyberspace, the network, in the blood of Jesus, oh God. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things and the blood of Abel. And so, Father God, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light. We put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Hallelujah. We put the armor on our spouses, our husbands, and our wives, our children and grandchildren, those that are connected to us, those right here, oh God, in the name of Jesus, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we bless your name. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, O God, we pray, O God, in the name of Jesus, that you will lead us, Holy Ghost, guide us, direct us, Holy Spirit. Oh, we decrease and let Christ increase and take over our lives in the name of Jesus. Have your way in the name of Jesus. And so, Almighty God, we bless your name. Hallelujah. Almighty God, we praise your name. Hallelujah. Almighty God, we worship you in the beauty of your holiness. Hallelujah. So, Father, we just want to say thank you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for the fresh oil. We thank you for the anointing, O God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the breakers anointing, the breakthrough, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. Hallelujah. Pour your horn of oil upon each and every one of us this morning. In the name of Jesus, O God. We cannot make it on our own. We need you, Jesus. We need you, Jesus. And we bless your name, Jesus. Forgive us for the times that we've done things without you wanting to do it our way. We pray for mercy, O God. And Lord, that you will continue to lead us and guide us in the name of Jesus. We are totally connected to you, O God. Hallelujah. You are our line in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I pray this morning, O God, for the children, our children, in the name of Jesus. We pray this morning for grandchildren, our children, oh God, whether they're adult or young or whatever ages they are, oh God. Every mother needs to lift up, Lord, we pray for our children. In the name of Jesus, oh God, keep them from evil, oh God. We pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that those of our children that do not know Jesus, that they will receive salvation, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, only you, they can only receive when you move upon their hearts. Oh God, suffering God, oh God, move upon the hearts of our children and grandchildren, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Touch them from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet, O God. Father, I pray, O God, that these children will receive you, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. O Father, the next generation, O God, they need you. We need you every second, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. O Father God, we separate our children in the name of Jesus from the kingdom of darkness, in the name of Jesus. God, keep them covered. Keep them under the blood, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God. Hallelujah. Cleanse them. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse them from all unrighteousness, O God. Let the blood of Jesus empty them of themselves and pour the Spirit of God in within them, O God. Help them to walk by the Spirit, O God. And those of our children that already know you, Lord, we pray that you would take them from one level to the next level, from glory to glory, from favor to favor, from strength to strength, O God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, bless the work of their hands, oh, God. Oh, Father God, give our children wisdom in the name of Jesus, wisdom, oh, God, and discernment, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. The blood of Jesus set these children free. Oh, God, the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, the blood of Jesus. Let this day be a new day for our kids in the name of Jesus. Those children that are sick, oh, God, we pray for healing in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Father God, those that do not feel well, their sick children or grandchildren, hallelujah, Lord, we pray for their total and complete healing in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you once again for Denise. We thank you for the progress that she's making in the name of Jesus. It's all because of you. Oh, God, it's all because of you. All glory, all honor, adoration, oh, God, goes to you. We thank you that what you said you will do it, oh, God. We thank you for the finishing grace, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we bless your name, oh, God. We praise you for Denise, oh, God. We pray for our children. Oh, God, we pray for our children, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for our siblings, oh, God. Hallelujah. Her nieces and her nephew, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Lord, I lift up her oldest son to you. Father God, whatever is going on in his life, Father God, arise, oh, God, in your strength, in your power, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Fight on his behalf, oh, God. Separate him, oh, God, from the kingdom of darkness. Oh, his body, soul, and spirit belongs to Jesus Christ. Oh, keep him under the blood. Keep Jenny's other children under the blood of Jesus. Household under the blood of Jesus. Every doctor and nurse, oh God, the blood of Jesus, every medication, IV, whatever, oh God, that the hospital, we cover the hospital with the blood of Jesus. We ask you, Lord, to send your holy angels to be with Denise 24/7 in the name of Jesus. Strengthen her, oh God. Strengthen her, oh God. Breathe upon her, oh God. Thank you for full and total recovery in the name of Jesus. Thank you for answering, oh God, our prayers, answering prayers, oh God. You are God that will never leave nor forsake, oh God. So, Father God, we thank you for shielding her with your favor. Oh God, we pray for her mother. Bless Allison. Bless her husband. Bless the household, oh God. Bless the grandchildren. We thank you for the strength, oh God. In the name of Jesus, without you, she would have not made it. But Lord, you strengthen her, oh God, and breathe upon her. Lord, in the name of Jesus, embrace her in your love. She's ahead and not the field. She's above and not beneath, oh God. In the name of Jesus, no weapon fashioned against Alice and her husband, her children, grandchildren shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against them in judgment shall be condemned, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for healing Mother Summerfield. Father, we bless your name and we praise you for all those that do not feel well. Thank you for the healing. Thank you, Lord. Receive healing right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray, oh God, hallelujah, for Sierra Leone, oh God. I pray for your divine intervention in that nation, oh God, with all the chaos that is going around. Raise up an intercessor, oh God. Intercess us, oh God, to continue as we pray for the nation of Sierra Leone in the name of Jesus, oh God. Release your peace, Almighty God. Release your peace as a path of all understanding. In the name of Jesus, let there be peace, peace, peace in Sierra Leone. Let there be peace, let there be peace in Sierra Leone. Every plan of the enemy against that nation, in the name of Jesus, by reason of divine authority, given to me by Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I release the peace into the land. Let the peace flow in the name of Jesus. We come against every form of confusion, and we speak the peace of Jesus Christ over the nation in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, we pray for the families that lost their loved ones, oh God. Oh, Father, comfort them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, Father, righteousness exalts the nation in the name of Jesus. We pray also for Liberia, oh God. Raise up intercessors, more intercessors and prayer warriors to pray for Liberia, authentic intercessors and prayer warriors, oh God. Raise them up, oh God, to pray for the nation, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for Israel, oh God. Let there be peace, oh God. Peace around the walls of Jerusalem. Peace in the name of Jesus. We pray for peace, oh God. We pray for salvation who comes to the Jews, the nation of Israel, for those that do not know you as the Lord and personal Savior, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Keep the children of Israel under the blood of Jesus. We invoke the covenant that is in that Abraham made. We invoke the covenant over the nation of Israel, oh God. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, we lift up Ukraine, oh God. You know this war has been going on for years, oh God. Lord, we pray for your divine intervention in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, make a way where there seems to be no way. Strengthen the president, oh God. Strengthen the president, oh God. In the name of Jesus of Ukraine, empower him, oh God. In the name of Jesus, surround him with the people that he can trust, oh God. Give him a spirit of discernment, oh God. In the name of Yeshua, and Lord, we want to bless you. We bless you. We bless you. We praise your name, oh God. We worship you. We pray for the United States of America. We pray, Lord, for raising up intercessors for this great nation, that there will war, oh God, on behalf of the United States of America, wherever state we in. We cover with the blood of Jesus. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, not only do we pray for the states that we're in, we pray for the neighborhood that we're in. Lord, Holy Spirit, invade the neighborhood that we're in, that we live in. Spirit of the living God, hover over the areas, oh God, and let the light shine, oh God. Father, we bless your name. We praise you, Lord. Oh, Father God, let there be peace, oh God. the peace that surpasses all understanding. You said you will keep us in perfect peace, whose mind are stayed on you. Dear Lord, let us be in perfect. Let our mind stay on you, O God. In the name of Jesus, Father, do the miraculous, O God. Hallelujah. And Lord, we thank you. We bless you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. The day the Spirit of the Lord led me to pray for the children, and I'm going to look at some scriptures, and then we'll pray for the children, and I'll let you go. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And I'm going to go to one of the books that we've been doing, and I want you to take a look at the book of Job. And we're looking at verse when Job prayed for children. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us in verse 2, Job 1, verse 2, and there were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. And let's look at verse 4. And his sons went and feasted in the houses, every one his day. And he sent and called for their 3 sisters to eat and to drink with them. And it was so when the days of the feasting were gone, about that Job sent and sanctified them, and rose up early in the morning, and offered burnt offering according to the number of them. But Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Thus did Job continually. The Bible tells us that Job prayed for his children continually. Hallelujah. The Bible didn't tell you these children were evil. Just no. They feasted with the siblings, the 7 sons feasted, sent for their sister, and they feasted. Each person had their day. And Job prayed for them continually. Parents need to pray for their children continually. Parents, stop praying for your child, whether they're doing good or whether they're doing bad. Lift the kids up continually in prayer. Hallelujah. Speak prophetic words into their lives. Hallelujah. As sons and daughters of the King of Kings, don't speak negative. Speak positive into their lives in the name of Jesus. And the Bible tells us to train up a child that the way he goes, he may not depart from it. Hallelujah. You have been entrusted. Children are gifts from God to us. And we have been, the Lord has told us, hallelujah, to teach our children, to pray for our children. The children depending on us, the next generation. And we always say these kids are this and they're that. But what are we doing? What are we doing for this next generation as parents, as grandparents, as aunts and uncles? What are we doing for the next generation? Hallelujah. We quick to point out negative, but are we pointing out the positive? In the name of Jesus, are we speaking words of wisdom into the lives of our children? Hallelujah. Are we teaching them as the Lord tells us to teach them? Hallelujah. In Deuteronomy 6:7-9 says, you shall teach them diligently to your children. What is God speaking? He's talking about that we should teach our children what? Diligently. The word. You look at Deuteronomy. Let's look at Deuteronomy 6 so you can see. Please write these scriptures down. Hallelujah, because the Spirit of the Lord said, pray for the children. Pray for your grandchildren. I don't care whether your children are adults or not. They're still your child, and you need to pray for your children. I need to pray for my children. Pray for my grandchildren. The Bible says in Deuteronomy, hallelujah, and I will read, I will start from verse 1. Now these are the commandments, Deuteronomy 6, the statutes and the judgment which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that you might do them in the land whither ye go to possess it, that thou mightest fear the Lord thy God, to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee, thou and thy son. Look at verse 2. Deuteronomy 6, verse 2. And thy son, and thy son's son, all the days of thy life, that they may be prolonged. We are required by God to teach these children. Hallelujah. And then he says in verse 3, year O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee. That it may be well with thee. Not only do you learn the statutes of God and learn his ways, he wants children, and to thy son's son, your grandchildren. Hallelujah. That it may be well with thee, and that ye may increase mightily, as the Lord God of thy fathers have promised thee, in the land that floweth with milk and honey. Yea, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. And thou shalt love thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. Verse 6, and these words which I command thee this day shall be in thy heart. And let's go to 7. And thou shalt teach them diligently. Diligently, not just, we need to really teach them diligently unto thy children. Are we teaching? Have we feel we talk about these kids, they're rude, they're disrespectful. We say all these things, but have we been teaching them diligently? The Bible, what does the word diligent mean? Look in your dictionary. Find the word diligent. This is a serious teaching. Diligently, be consistent the way you teach them. And let me say something to all parents and grandparents. Children are very observant. And you know when you are a child, you observe everything, even though your parents didn't know you observed those things. Children will watch every single movement. We need to be examples also. Hallelujah to our children, to our grandchildren. We need to, the conversations around, we keep with our children hear us with some of these conversations that they should not even hear. We say it right around them, the things we say. And if the children are not doing well in school or whatever, you tell them they're stupid, you curse them, it's not right. So who's at fault? We blame the kids, we blame the government, but who really is at fault? It's the parents. Oh, you can do this and you can do that. No. We are at fault because we have not taught our children diligently. We have not taught them the word of God diligently. Your church, your Sunday school do need to be the one to be teaching it. We as parents, we as grandparents need to teach these children the word of God diligently unto thy children. And shall talk of them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. Oh, God, what you can teach them in and out, all through. You learn it, and then you teach it to your children and grandchildren. And then in verse 8, and thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thy hand, and there shall be a frontlet between thy eyes. You learn the word of God. You grow in the word of God. Is that just for you? And for your children. You teach the children. Teach the grandchildren. Hallelujah. Diligently. Diligently. We need to teach them. And we have failed. We can't complain about their root and this. What have we done? We have failed. And I know there are times we have our children and our grandchildren, and then you have your sons and daughters don't want you to say nothing to that child. But one thing I can say, their children do not want you to say anything to their children. You get on your knees and you pray to the Lord. And hallelujah. You try to do what is best. If their parents don't want them, let them see and learn by your example. Pray for them. Don't stop praying for your children. Don't stop praying for your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren. Pray for the children. They are the next generation. Hallelujah. I remember this, my music producer, because he has two kids, a girl and a boy, and this little girl, she's about 6 or 7, that girl can and speak the scriptures. You know those scriptures more than 100. That little girl can do 100 scriptures. We're all looking in the Bible. She's very smart. She's and her brother. And which I admire a lot. And I asked my music producer and the wife, I said, these children are smart. He said, if we don't train them diligently, then we are messing with our own destiny. What is he saying? He said, because if he doesn't train them the right way, when they get old, he and his wife get old, what will they have? You know, because if we don't do it, you get all these children, they will be insensitive, uncaring, because you did not plant that seed diligently into their hearts. So what am I saying to you? God wants us to train up our children, to teach them diligently. Teach them what? The word of God. Teach them what? They learn, and then they need to live. We need to live lives that will be an example. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We must not be so holy-rolling that the children cannot even come to you when things going on in their lives. The children should be free to come to talk to their parents, talk to their grandparents, and be open and frank, and to be able to talk to you about different things that are going on in their lives. There's so much confusion in the schools trying to introduce things to the children, telling the girls, the boys, the girls to go to the counselor, and then they're telling them all these things. And they get the children confused. They get the children mixed up. Hallelujah. With all the different laws in the land, which law will you follow? You follow the law of God, which supersedes every law. God did not call a man a girl and a girl a man. He made Adam and Eve. Hallelujah. And not Adam and Steve. Hallelujah. So you see the corrupt, the stuff that goes on in the schools, and they're telling the children, they're counseling them, and think it's freedom for them. A boy must act like a girl, and a girl must act like a boy. And so what is it? Satan has come to mess with the children. Hallelujah. And what are we doing as parents and grandparents? We need to train these children and let them know the truth. Let them know that God is, no, that's sin. It is not right. Let them know that they cannot live like that. Oh, we got feelings for this and feelings for that. No, train up a child in a way that when he grows, he will not depart from it. We're not here for fashion and fair. And no. It's but what the word of God says. God don't confuse a girl and make her a boy. God don't confuse a boy and make him a girl. No. We need to train them the right way and watch over them. Watch over your children. What are they listening to? on the internet? What games are they playing? Have you checked the children's phone to see if they're talking to somebody, an adult, and that they shouldn't be talking to? Have you checked the children to see whether they're into porno and all those different things, which is not right? You can, parents, work. Oh, I'm working so hard. I don't know. You need to have time, because if you don't train us to run right, watch in the future what will happen to you when you get old. And what will happen to the next generation? And a lot of these girls, it looks good for them to be pregnant. The thing is something good to just be pregnant, and then when they get pregnant, these babies did not ask to be born. Hallelujah. They didn't ask to be born. And it's not just having a baby, and it's not about just being pregnant. No. You got to train that child. You got to train that child from the time. You got to provide. You got to be an example for that child. That child is looking up to the parents, looking up to the parents first. Hallelujah. You got to be an example to our children. And then we cry out to God when the children not doing what we think they should be doing, because we have failed. Pay attention to your children. Pay attention to the friends they have. Do a checkup on their phones. See what sites they visit. Pay attention to the games they play. Some of these children committing suicide because some of these games are deadly. They're telling the children to do this and that when you look at a child committing suicide because of these crazy games that they have. Have we paid attention to the kind of games? Have we sat down with them as parents and grandparents and said, let's play this game right here. Let me see. No, we have failed the children. Then we want the best from the next generation, my brothers and sisters. The Lord said, diligently. Diligent, train them diligently. Let them be free to come and talk to you about anything. Hallelujah. And then the Holy Spirit will direct you what to say to them. There was a little boy, and I'm not going to say that was into, one minute he's a girl and one minute he's a boy. He want to wear a dress, and then he wants to wear male clothes. And there was a lot of confusion going on in his mind, which was it was terrible. But now this little boy, praise God, we thank God, he has come to himself. Hallelujah. He's not wearing those girls' clothes, and you know, it just takes prayers. Now he's going on dates and dating others. He's not dating a man. He's dating girls, talking to girls. The mother was very worried. But you pray for them. You pray for them. You tell them it's not right, whether they like it or not. I don't care what the counselor says. Who wants to have a boy who would be a girl? No. Your boy should be a boy. A girl should be a girl. All these things are some things that Satan has implanted. And because parents are so concerned about themselves, it's me, myself, and I, they're not paying attention to their children. And the next generation, everybody be crying to God. No, we need to do it right. Hallelujah. As I close this morning, first of all, let us repent. Every parent, both our daily writing, no. Well, that's you, but many of us have failed. So let us ask God for mercy. Father, we ask you for mercy in the name of Jesus. Mercy, Lord, some of us are grandparents, and we have not done what we should do as grandparents. We have not done what we should do as parents. Oh, God, you said diligently. So, Father, we just pray for mercy. Mercy, have mercy, forgive us. We repent in the name of Jesus. Father, bless our children. Keep them covered in the blood. Bless our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. Help us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let us teach them how to pray. Teach them, Holy Spirit, how to fall in love with Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever, in Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.